Last year, the Pentagon lifted an 18-year ban on media coverage of the flag-draped coffins that arrive at Dover Air Force Base. On April 5, 2009, the news media was present for the return of the remains of Air Force Staff Sergeant Philip Myers of Hopewell, Virginia. There were about 40 journalists present, including many photographers. But just a little over a year later, there's often only one member of the news media at Dover when the coffins return. It's Steve Ruark. He's a freelance photographer with the Associated Press. He's covered more than 90 dignified transfers at Dover. We spoke to him yesterday, and he started by telling us just how busy his schedule has been recently.
I'm actually in between trips to Dover right now. I got home about 2 in the morning last night. I was out on the tarmac at about 11:30, and I will be back there at 2:30 this afternoon for yet another.
And you're often the only member of the news media there now.
That's correct. Last night I was the only member that was not working for the Department of Defense.
I can't tell you, there's a number of questions that come to mind. The first thing for me is, as a professional journalist, you're basically taking the same photo over and over.
It does get, can be repetitive. I think part of my challenge as a professional journalist is to maybe see some of the subtle differences and capture those. And I do realize that these photographs are often used in the hometown newspapers of the service person who is returning home, and they don't always look the same to those folks. They are unique often to the local individuals.
But, you know, as a human being, to have to take these photos over and over, that's got to be emotionally draining.
It can be. Last night there were four, they call them transfer cases rather than coffins, because they are, in fact, used over and over again, and then the individuals are placed into coffins at a later time. There were four of them, and, it was really one after another out of the back of the airplane. And it can become challenging to see it freshly. Of course, I'm always aware of what it is that I'm photographing, which is not always an easy thing to grasp.
Do you think that allowing media in to these is accomplishing what it was supposed to accomplish? In other words, many people said that one of the reasons the media needs to be allowed in is so that we see the human cost of overseas conflicts. Do you think that's actually happening?
To some degree. It is a somewhat insulated process. You know, you obviously don't see the grisly reality there. It's oddly a pretty scene at times with, red, white, and blue flag-draped case against a pretty blue sky often. So while we are, photographing this visual thing that everyone knows what it is, it is a bit insulated from maybe the grim reality. But at the same time, it is showing. I think what I do shows the sheer numbers of cases that are coming back here.
Well, let's talk about the sheer numbers here. We've heard reports that the number of casualties overseas and in Afghanistan has been increasing. Have you seen that in your work?
I absolutely have. If you asked me that a couple of weeks ago, I may not have been so sure, but the past couple of weeks have been very busy there. Today will be the sixth day of the last seven that there was media coverage for a transfer in Dover.
6 days out of the last seven. That was Steve Ruark, freelance photographer with the Associated Press. He's covered more than 90 dignified transfers at Dover Air Force Base.